listening to Syntax, the podcast with the tastiest web development treats out there. Strap yourself in and get ready. Here is Scott Tolensky and Wes Boss.
Welcome to Syntax, the podcast with the tastiest web development treats. Today, we've got a really fun one for you. It's an entire episode of Sick Picks. We got the holiday gift guide. So these are things, whether you're looking for something to ask for, whether you're looking to buy for a techie or a web developer, these are things in tech, food, experiential, clothing that Scott and I think that are good gifts. So we're going to sort of go through it. It's always a fun one. We did this last year and people loved it because it's just also a neat way to discover new products and services and things like that. How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing good. I'm tired. It's that time. You know, the kids are maybe both not sleeping. We moved Landon into his big boy room and he's sleeping in a full-sized bed because that's all we had in that room. So little guy's in a giant bed and he's getting used to it, but sleep's been disrupted, so to say.
Oh, yeah.
I also had a little bit of an issue this morning with my robot in my house. I told Gorgle to turn on my right power strip.
Yeah.
So hey, Gorgle, turn on my right power strip. And it goes, turning left power strip on. I said, turn on the right power strip, Gorgle. So it's turning the left power strip on. And I said, Gorgle, you are MFing dumb. And then Gorgle says back to me, sorry, I'm still learning. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't need my darn robot talking back to me. I did not know that was a thing.
I got kids that talk back to me.
I don't need a robot talking back. And just say, my mistake, sir. Like, come on. I don't know. It was weird.
That's great.
made me feel bad for swearing at it, but it made me feel bad. I don't know. It made me feel creepy. I was creeped out by this thing apologizing.
Yeah, we have that with the Chromecast. About half the time when we tell it to show us something on our TV, like we're saying, like, show us photos of camping or show us photos of swimming. And it about half the time it's like, all right, putting them on the TV. And then the other half of the time it's like, I don't have a screen. And like, come on. There's like, I love the Google Home stuff and we'll talk about that in here. But sometimes you can tell that they're like constantly tweaking it. And like when you think you have a handle on what to ask it or how to exactly say it, then they change it on you.
Yeah, it was like for 1 week, if we were to tell Gorgle to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Stars, because Landon loves that. Landon will be like, Gorgle, Twinkle, Twinkle. So we'll tell it to sing it. And then for like 1 week, it would be like playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Stars on Spotify. We'd be like, no, you sing it. We want you to sing it.
don't pass this off.
Don't you? Yeah. And now it's singing it again. It didn't sing it for like a couple of weeks and now it's singing again. So I have no idea. They need to stop tweaking.
Oh, man. All right. Well, today we are sponsored by two awesome companies. The first one is Prismic, which is a headless content CMS with a GraphQL API. And the second one is FreshBooks. It's just cloud accounting software. We'll talk about them partway through the episode. So we're just going to go through some categories here, things that are nice gifts. Some of them are just like very generic and you can find them anywhere. And some of them are actual specific products. And for those ones, we'll have links in the show notes if you want to check them out. So don't feel like you have to write them down while you're driving. Hands on the wheel.
Hands on the wheel.
So let's kick it off with just some tech gadgets. You want to grab the first one there?
Yeah, I recently have bought into the Apple ecosystem and I got the Apple Watch. And let me tell you, it's darn good. So if you have an iPhone and you're on the fence about the watch, check out the Apple Watch. I know this is old news here, but I really like mine. And I was definitely a holdout for a long time. So I use it all the time for absolutely everything from tracking workouts to controlling my podcasts. Honestly, probably my favorite feature on it is the decibel meter. I use it all the time to check how loud things are, which sounds ridiculous, but I really love it. Like my dog's barking and I'll be like, oh, this is really bad for my ears right now. Or I can even just tell the ambient level in my office. Like I can visually get a good indication that my ears are hearing what I'm thinking I'm hearing correctly in my office. So either way, the Apple Watch is great. And I highly recommend it if you need another recommendation for it.
Awesome. I'm going to pick up wireless chargers as the next one. So I've got this little pad on my desk. Most phones now have the, what is it? QI? How do you say that? QI?
Qi? I don't know.
Qi? don't know. It's basically cheap. you lay your phone down or your headphones or whatever that has wireless charging on these pads and they charge. Just make sure that you get one that does 10 watts. There's a bunch out there that are 5 watts, 7.5 watts. Do one that does 10 watts. I personally have the Sobrent one, which they sent me for free. That's why I have that one. But I'm just looking on Amazon here and the Anker ones are much cheaper. And Anker has never let me down on anything. I love their product. So I would probably go for that one instead. Although the Sobrent one that I have has this like really cool light ring around it. And it does get the likes on Instagram because it looks cool.
Can you use that in like the bedroom? Like I need my charging pad to be not lit up. Landon's baby monitor can't, like the baby monitor thing itself has this huge light on it. And you're like, what? Come on. Like, I don't need this light on 24/7. Why is this light on?
Yeah, we bought like just this, I just bought this huge pack of every color electrical tape available. And I just went around our house just taping everything with a light on. I was like, why does everything have such a blinding light?
That's such a good idea.
Don't get the Sobrent one if you want to put it in the bedroom because it's bright as hell. I honestly don't use the charging pad in the bedroom or anything like that. It sounds weird saying in the bedroom.
in the boudoir, yeah.
Because I like just having it on, like a cord is fine for me. And I've got some recommendations for Wicked cords, but I do use it on my desk because I take my phone out and I just lay my phone on this thing when I'm at my desk and get a couple extra percentages while I'm sitting there.
Nice. Got to get those percentages in that battery. Got to be charging that battery all the time. My next pick is going to be for the Sony WH-1000XM3 headphones. It's the stomach. I hate how they do those names, man. But these are the class leading noise canceling headphones. And I wear mine absolutely every day. At some point I have them on my head. The battery lasts for the longest time ever. The sound canceling properties of them are absolutely fantastic, class leading, just absolutely as good as it gets. Definitely worth the price. So these are my personal headphones of choice if you're not rocking like a pod situation, but these are great, absolutely awesome essentials for flights.
Yeah, they're USB-C too, right?
Yeah, USB-C. Yeah,
I was looking at these, they were on sale for Black Friday, like $80 off or something like that, and I was so tempted. I have, which I guess will be my next pick, I have the Bose QC35s, which are like one of the best ones you can get as well. You can connect two devices to them as well. So you can flip between your phone and your computer. So if you get a call, you're listening to music and you get a call, you can flip between it. Although that's not perfect. It sometimes confuses itself as to which one it should be connected to. I'm a big fan of those as well. And the only problem with them is that they're amazing. And like, I've had them for like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, and they're nowhere close to being needing to replace. I replace the ear cups on them and they feel like brand new headphones. So maybe in another 3 or 4 years when these things die, I'll be able to check out these Sony ones.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and who knows what they'll be like by then.
Next one we have here is a USB-C hub. So if anyone has one of these new MacBooks or really any computer that is USB-C based, you'll know that they often don't come with any ports. So having like a rock solid USB hub is super important. I've had many different hubs in the past and a lot of them don't work. A lot of them flake out, and I go to conferences and do workshops and I can't have a flaky one. So the one that I got was the Sobrent 8-in-1. It's kind of expensive, like 55 Canadian, which is probably about 40, 30, 38 American, something like that. But it's got your HDMI in it, got a bunch of USB regular ports, a couple USB-C ports, just does everything that you need. So I've been a big fan of having that one. And then just like the cord on it, because like what happens with these things is that you get the projector and then you have to bend the cord to put it into the side. And that's where these things flake out, is when they get bent and then it's really flaky. And this thing has been rock solid for like 2 years. So big fan of that one.
Yeah, I have one that is the Satechi, and this one's really good as well, in my opinion. It's been doing good for me, but I like what you're saying about Anker. Like, everything that Anker makes has always been good for me. So between the Sabrent, Satechi, Anker, I'm sure you can find a really good one. This is a neat little gadget for those of you who are maybe potentially getting interested in streaming. Maybe you have a camera, you're interested in upgrading your webcam. This is a neat little device that I use called the Elgato Cam Link, and it basically plugs one end USB and the other end HDMI. And as long as your camera can do a output, it's called a clean output, where the output doesn't have anything overlays on it, it's just straight up video. You can use that as your webcam. You can use it to record directly onto your computer. You can use it for just about anything live streaming. This little device is really super cool. It looks like a USB drive and it does so much. So check it out. Elgato Cam Link.
Oh, that's cool. I'm just looking at these. Like, how much does that cost? Like $110? $150? That's pretty good for if you've got like an old DSLR kicking around.
As long as it outputs correctly, you would have to make sure it's on the list, which I have on the website. Yeah.
Okay, man, I'm really tempted to do this because I'm getting kind of sick of my webcam right now. I've got a 1080p Logitech webcam and it's good, but like everybody's stepping up their game with these like DSLRs and Scott looks amazing on his. And my only problem is I don't have, like, I'm right up against the wall where my desk is and I don't think I'm far enough away. I think I need to just tear down everything in my office and rejig the layout.
You just need to build an extra few feet behind your wall. Just knock down the wall. Keep your desk where it is. Instead of just moving your desk, you just shift everything a little bit.
Yeah. I badly need to redo my office. I just got wires everywhere. I need like one of those like rack mounted things that I can put everything into.
Yeah.
Keep it nice and clean.
Yep.
Next one we have here, which is still under tech, is the Unker 5-in-1 Quick Charge Hub. So I've sick picked this a couple times and I have a couple of them throughout my house. So the problem that you have is that generally you have like, I don't know, a couple of USB things plugged in. You've got like underneath our couch, we've got two lightning cords for both of our phones. And then we've got a couple USB micros to charge random things from around the house. And a bunch of the kids stuff is USB and some of it's USB-C. And then we have an old iPad, which is the old 30 pin. And like you've got all of these different connectors and sometimes they need to be charged at the same time. And you don't want to have to like keep switching out the cord. Like this is a bit of an aside, but I always go nuts on my wife because she is a cord mover. You know, the type of people that have like one nub and one iPhone cable and they like carry it around with them. Like if you go on vacation, they like unplug it from beside the bed and like pack it. Like,
yes,
I'm the complete opposite where I'm like, the cord should always stay in one spot and you just buy more cords and put them where they should be and you never move them because that way you never lose them and they're never in the wrong spot and you always have one when you need it.
Oh, totally. Yeah. What's funny about that is that like, there gets to be a point in which you have like an Apple power cable that costs like $120 or whatever. And you're just like, yeah, okay. Well, maybe I'll just move this one around everywhere.
The laptop is a bit of an exception. You can move that. That's the only one I will move. But everything else, like all just device, USB charging devices, you should just have one where you are. Anyway, so this thing is 63 watts and it has, you can get them with 5, 8, and 10 ports. I believe I have the 5 one. And then you just have like USBs coming out of this thing and you can charge all your stuff at once, which is awesome. It charges super fast because it has, mine has this thing called IQ in it, which it will detect the max charging rate that the device will take. Like it will keep bumping up the charging rate until it realizes it's not taking anymore and then it'll back it off. And then these new ones have quick charge in them. So if you have a device that accepts a quick charge, then there's two of those ports are quick charge enabled and the rest are IQ powered, which is pretty neat. So I love this thing. We have three of them throughout our house. Kind of expensive, about $50 Canadian, but well worth it, I think.
Interesting. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Quick charge hub.
Yeah. Oh, I got one more. So my last one on this kind of gadgets here are these new 3-in-1. Like I'm a sucker for a weird cable. I have these cables that are like in the same plug. They're USB, and then if you turn it upside down, it's micro. Like it's not like a little adapter you take off. It's the same plug, and it works pretty good. And I've in the past I've tried those like magnetic tearaway ones in the past, and I've recently found these 3-in-1 cables that are braided. First of all, because braided cables are the best. But they have like three, you plug one into the wall and then they have three. They have a USB-C, a Lightning, and a micro USB all in the same one. And they all work at the same time, meaning that you might not even need the last thing that I picked unless you need a high charge rate because it will charge them all at once. And it's just the best. I bought one to try it out for a couple of weeks and I've been loving it. And now I have ordered one for everybody in my family. It's going to be like a little stocking stuffer.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I got them on. So there's just like, you ever go to this website, dealextreme.com?
No, but it sounds awesome. So yeah, Deal Extreme. Is it spelled with an X instead of EX?
It's actually dx.com, DX, like developerexperience.com.
Oh.
And this website is awesome. It's all kinds of cheap little gadgets that you get from China.
Oh, man, I just got transported back into the 90s and then I spilled my tea.
So you can, I got them on this website for about $4 a piece. The only downside is that they come from China. So the shipping is anywhere between a week and it never shows up.
Yeah, whenever. Yeah.
I have seen them on like Amazon, things like that for about $10 a cord, which is, in my opinion, well worth it for a high quality braided cable.
Nice. Cool. You got to be a little careful with buying tech sometimes, though. One time my buddy bought some RAM for his girlfriend's computer and they had only been dating like a year and she's not techie. She was like a writer. He's like, well, her computer was slow and that was the only gift he got her. It's like, dude, it's like, but it makes sense. It's a practical gift. I'm like, dude,
it's still not that's a like good giving gift. Someone a vacuum for Christmas unless they really want it.
Yeah, unless that they're asking for RAM unless she was like explicitly like, I really need some RAM for my computer. It's like, well, I heard her talking about how slow it was. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh man.
Let's get into
that one.
Yeah, careful with that one. Next section we want to talk about is automation, home automation stuff. We like smart home stuff over here. I know we're all a big fan of the Wyze cams, but one smart home device that I've really liked more than a lot of anything that I have else in my house is the Google Nest Home Hub. For me, I really get a lot of use out of this. Courtney and I both have one, and it has like a revolving door of family photos on it. This is like our family and friends photos.
It has a screen, right?
Yeah. So it's basically like a little, it is small too. The small one is pretty a little small, and it's like a little photo frame, and it is so smart and nice. To be honest, this thing really, really has probably the best smart device because you can tell it to do things, but it has a good speaker, but you can also swipe when you need to swipe, push when you need to push. Landon can yell at it to the weather in the morning because he really likes to do that. But he'll just like sit there and swipe through pictures and he'll be like, that's grandma. That's Uncle Ra. Like he'll just go through all of them and it's so much fun for him. So we really like our Nest Home Hub. It's a really nice device for the price.
Yeah, we just got one on Black Friday and I brought it home, plugged it in and it does all the stuff a Google Home does, but the frustrating part about Google Home is there's no screen. Yeah. So when you turn on the lights, you sort of have to yell at it if it did it wrong. You can also just like run over there and hit the dimmer on it or something like that. And the kids love it for swiping through the photos. It plays YouTube videos. It's like an iPad, but it doesn't have a browser, which I'm surprised no one's hacked it yet. First thing I did, I was like, all right, who's got custom firmware for this? Oh, nobody has hacked it as far as I can see. But for like, it was $89 Canadian. So good. We went and bought another one just to have another one in our cottage. Just, it's so cool to have the family photos just constantly on.
Oh, it's so good.
Because it detracts our kids from wanting to watch TV because they just like sit there and watch the photos and swipe through them and they can go back if they missed one, which is really cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that I'm very tempted to get the Max one, which is a larger screen. I think the cheap one's like an 8-inch screen, which is big enough, but the Max one's like 3 times.
We'll be getting a Max one for the kitchen, I think. Courtney would really like to use it for like watching TV while cooking or asking for recipe stuff. Yeah.
Because you have YouTube TV, right?
We do.
Then does that go on the Google Home?
Yeah. You could just say, put this on this. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, Courtney does it all the time.
That's like having a TV in your kitchen.
Yeah, if she's in the bedroom and just like hanging out on the bed, she'll just tell the Google Home because it's right on her nightstand there and play something on there because we don't have a TV in there, you know?
Yeah, Man, the future is awesome. I was just thinking about that when my kids were watching a YouTube video on it and they're just sitting in front of it. And I was like, like 10-year-old me would have killed to have little touchable TV like this.
Would have loved that content.
Yeah, we've talked about all the wise stuff on end in this podcast. If you want to get somebody a nice camera, the Wyze cams are $19.
Yeah.
American. They're amazing. There's no monthly cost associated with it. They're USB powered. I have 7 of them in my house now. I have 2 of them outside, which they're not supposed to be outside, but they're holding up okay in the Canadian winter. Big fan. The Wyze plugs are good ones. You've got a couple of the bulbs, right? I don't have the bulbs yet.
I don't have any of the bulbs. I don't have anything but the cameras and I have the cameras and then I have the motion sensors and the proximity sensors.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've got that as well.
And those have all worked really good. Yeah. We have the motion sensor in the garage. I have a door open sensor on the garage as well. So I can tell if the garage door is open. I have one on all the doors. It's really nice. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
And that way we can just make sure everything's all good.
Yeah. That kind of stuff is great. $20-$25 gift for somebody.
Oh yeah.
And I think you get your bang for your buck on that kinds of thing.
Yeah, the Sense ones are really cheap for what they are and they work really, really well. So big fan of those. That's a nice cheap fun gift.
Mm-hmm. Apparently the Wyze outdoor cam was delayed. They were supposed to release it by the end of the year. And they just sent an email saying apparently it's gonna run on battery for like 6 months, which is pretty cool.
That's great.
Probably similar to how the Ring doorbells do. Like whenever there's motion, it will turn on. But then you can also hardwire it, which is pretty cool. But apparently it's delayed.
I'll be happy to do mine battery wise because we don't have a lot of good wiring situations as is with this house. So it'd be nice to get some of those and not have to worry about that aspect.
Yeah. And it's not a big deal to like have to grab it down once or twice a year and plug it in for a half an hour to charge it.
Totally.
What else here? Google Chromecast. That's always a cheap one to give somebody. If they've got a TV with HDMI port, you plug this thing in. At the very basic, for most TVs, Google Chromecast will turn your TV off via Google Home. So you just say, okay, Gorgle, turn the TV off. And poof, like that alone is good. But also as a picture frame, like you turn your entire TV into a picture frame. And then things like watching Netflix and whatnot is pretty cool. Although we don't like doing YouTube and Netflix all that much because then you don't have like a remote control, which is frustrating. So we like to go just use the actual TV remote to do Netflix and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've been getting into once our TV got the apps that are really nice.
Yeah.
They got good apps. That's like really sort of what changed it for me was using the apps in the TV. But before we had a crappy old TV and the apps were all terrible. So we always Chromecasted everything. And now we do a little bit more of the TV usage just because of how nice that is. Let's get into, I guess, one last thing that I have. I have a smart power strip that I really like. I'll post a link in the show notes here. But I've really liked having these smart power strips because you can control each outlet individually or the whole strip itself. It has 4 USB plugs on it. My camera is powered by it. My studio monitors are on it. My video monitor, all of my studio lamps. So I can tell it like various commands to say, oh, it's recording time. And then all of my lamps will turn on. My monitor will turn on. My studio monitors will turn off. It's so good. So I'm a big fan of having something like this to give you that like fine grain control.
Who makes this one?
I'll have to look. It's to be honest, I'm not sure without looking at it. I'll have to post a link.
Cool. I've been thinking about getting one, but then I also just have regular power strips. I was at a garage sale this summer and I found all these like super high-end power strips and I bought them all. And I was like, I just plugged this into the Wyze outlet thing and then it's smart. So just put that on the end.
Yes, that works. Sure. Okay.
That's the red or the Clark Griswold of yeah. Smart Home. All right, what's next here? We've got laptop stands.
Did you just do a movie reference? Wes Boss did a movie reference.
Oh, hold on. That's one of the movies I've seen like probably dozens of times is the Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Let's take a quick break for our sponsor, which is Prismic. And I'm going to just ask you to go to the website prismic.io/syntax because it's actually hilarious what they've built right here.
Oh, this is so funny.
They found a clip of Scott breakdancing and a clip of me. And they've sort of pitted us against each other as Scott being Team View and Wes being Team React.
That's funny.
And then they've taken their employees and like pitted them against. So they Levi's on Team Wes while Phil is on Team Scott.
That's great. Team Scott.
Oh, so anyways, what is Prismic? Yeah. They are a CMS that has a GraphQL API. So you log in, you create your content types, you create relationships, you create what kinds of inputs that you want. And then they've got a JSON API as well as a GraphQL API. You can pull that data into Gatsby, React, Apollo, pretty much anything that accepts data, which is absolutely everything. But you probably want to use it with a Vue and Nuxt or Next or React, something like that. Check it out. It's the component-based CMS that you didn't know that you needed. Prismic.io/syntax. They've got a bunch of docs and starters that will sort of get you up and running with a little example. So maybe over the holidays, if you're looking to try something new, check it out. Prismic.io/syntax.
Yeah, it looks like they have some really nice getting started stuff on that /syntax page as well. So definitely need to check out there, at least run through the getting started. I'm sure you'll be pretty amazed at how easy this stuff is. Pretty cool.
Also, check out the Prismic YouTube channel as well. They have been bringing in people that are in the industry just in for some like chats just about the tech. They're doing it really
just
well.
Some people.
some amazing, good looking people. No, obviously I was brought in to talk about React Hooks and Next versus Gatsby and something else. And I think like once a month they're bringing in someone. And I think it's a perfect example of like content marketing to me, because they're not like sitting you down being like, so tell me how Prismic is going to be change your world. They're just talking about tech in general. And I think as a side effect of that, that makes you have a positive outlook on a company like that. So I think
they're doing a good
job at content marketing in that respect. So anyways, let's keep going with our gift guide.
Yeah. So the next thing, you have a laptop, you have a desk. Well, maybe you need a laptop stand for that desk. I personally have the one by 12 South. It's a really nice, it's all one piece. It's really sturdy. It puts the laptop in the perfect spot. That's the one I like to use. I know you have some other options here, but this 12 South one is really nice if you're a fan of this brand. That's really nice stuff in general.
I personally have the Rain Design M Stand, and I've had this thing for probably 10 years now, and they still sell the exact same one, and it just looks like your lap. Actually, now that I have a space gray laptop, it doesn't match it anymore. But it's just like a solid piece of aluminum, and it's perfect for just like putting your laptop on it and raising it to the right height. But there are some other sort of designs that have popped up in the last couple of years. The big one was the Roost Stand, and this thing is like an umbrella, and you unfold it, and you get this like really cool.
Oh, I've seen that. Okay, yeah, I know.
How do you explain it? It's like this like origami thing.
Umbrella is a good way to explain it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can put it at different angles.
It's sort of like the spider from Wild Wild West.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
This is a Will Smith movie from the 90s. And there's a giant spider in it. It's a mechanic. It looks a lot like that. You know, like connects or those kind of things. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. Google that spider. It looks like the stand.
The benefit I've seen to this Roost stand is, first, you can travel with it because it's portable. Second, you can put it at any angle that you want. So often I'll see people, even at like coffee shops or on a plane, they'll just set this thing up and put their keyboard, like put their MacBook like almost all the way open, very angled. And then you have like an external keyboard underneath it. So that's pretty cool. Roost makes a nice one. Nextstand makes a nice one. There are a bunch of knockoffs now on Amazon. I think the Roost one is like $100, something like that. The next stand is like $35. So I'm kind of tempted to get this, but I don't need it.
I don't need it.
If I was like, when I taught the boot camp, we had a bunch of students. They would bring an external keyboard and then they would just set this thing up on their desk and they would work all day from this. And I thought like, that's the perfect setup. You don't have to hunch over your laptop all day long. You can just set this thing up in front of you.
Yeah. I don't know if I would do that. I like typing on my laptop and shoving my face up into the screen. And yeah, definitely like that. Another option would be maybe phone cases. One of my favorite phone cases is the Rhino Shield. This case is a little bit different. It's like a bumper case. It just goes around the rim of the phone. I've dropped my phone. I've now had three phones with Rhino Shields. I've dropped them hundreds and hundreds of times. I've never had a single issue, never a screen crack, never anything. All of my phones look great. And I'm a clumsy dude. Anybody who knows me knows I'm bumping into things 24/7. So the Rhino Shield for any device, I think they have them for just about every major phone, has just been a fantastic phone case for me forever and ever. So big fan.
Cool. I don't have any phone. I use a phone case, but I'm not even sure which one it is. I just go to the mall and try them on until I find one that feels good. And that's the one I buy.
I'm shaking my head over here, but yes, continue.
I may as well check your Rhino Shield out next time. Next one is something we did last year, and this got a lot of heat on Twitter when I asked for gift guides, and that's a mechanical keyboard. And David Elster on Twitter said, that's like buying somebody a mattress without asking if they like their bed firm or soft first. And it's kind of true. So mechanical keyboards are awesome. It's such a good gift for a developer, but it's such a particular thing because the keyboard itself, the keycaps, the switches underneath, all of those things are customizable by you. So maybe even just getting someone like a decent base keyboard and then or a gift card and letting them spend the money on the caps and switches themselves might be a good idea.
Gift cards to keyboard stores?
I'm sure that exists.
Is that a thing?
I'm sure that exists. You can get gift cards for like the gas station, so I'm sure you can get mechanical keyboard gift card. I have the Control keyboard, CTRL. Big fan of that one. I also have another keyboard here that has been sitting on my desk for 6 months, and I have not yet been able to put it together.
Because it just doesn't work when you do. So, yeah.
That's the same one.
It's a big project and it didn't work. I have the Code keyboard, which is really nice. It's a variation on another keyboard, but I have the Code keyboard for a wired option. And if you're like, know somebody who's just maybe not like a mechanical keyboard crazy person, because they exist. I like this Keychron K1. And it's a Keychron, Tron. And it's like a really low profile mechanical keyboard. It has these really interesting mechanical switches. The latest version of it is really nice. And it's something a little bit different. Maybe there is a mechanical keyboard fan out there who might find this to be maybe a novelty, but I personally use it as my daily driver keyboard and really like it because it's clicky and it's nice. It's tactile. It's also low profile. It's Mac first, Mac focused. Yeah, it's just really nice.
I think this is really cool. I'm looking at this. You've said it a couple times, and I think I would be really happy if somebody gifted me this for Christmas. I think if somebody...
It charges via USB-C, it's Bluetooth, so it's wireless, which is a big thing for me.
Yeah, a lot of them are all wired and...
They're all wired. Why? Because people like don't want to have that tiny, 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 tiny little bit of latency that you don't notice anyways.
Yeah.
But I really like it. It's a nice keyboard. And when you click, you can set it up. So when you click a button, LEDs radiate out in a rainbow pattern. And it's pretty darn fancy.
It doesn't seem that expensive either. Under $74 I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, for what it is, it's really nice.
I think if someone's like a hardcore gamer, don't get them this.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
I think this like a web developer, designer, loves Mac products, this is probably something that they would enjoy.
Yeah, totally.
But they're playing Starship or whatever those games are, don't get them that.
Yeah, if they're playing Starship, you better believe this is not the right keyboard when they're on that Starship. What's that? What's the famous line from that Starship game?
Starship. Oh,
what's the famous one? They say it right before the big ending.
Oh, live long and go forth or something like that.
Live long and go forth from the game that Wes is talking about.
It's cool. Got that Bill Nye and what's his buddy, the other scientist guy in part of it?
Yeah, Bill O'Neill. And
Neil the
Miko Kaku, is that his name? Oh boy.
All right, next is mice. I recently switched to the Logitech MX Master. I got two, which was quickly, I realized why it was on sale. It's because number three came out like a month later, but I've been loving it. I had huge problems with it not connecting. And I went through absolutely everything. It turned out to be the dongle can't be plugged into like a hub, or like there's 2-inch interference. So if you get somebody this mouse, also get them just a USB extension cable for like $3. And then you can extend the dongle down from away from the hub that they're using to where the mouse is. So it makes it kind of wireless.
The dongle extender.
It works amazing. Since I've done that, I love this mouse so much. I would highly recommend you get this for someone.
Cool.
What else we have here? Lamb Cow flexible tripod. So my wife is a fashion blogger.
I'm interested in this, yeah.
And she goes through tripods like crazy. And I tried to get her, for the longest time, I got her like some knockoff Gorilla Pods, and they weren't all that good because eventually after like half a year, they would start slouching. The camera would fold over. And then I got her like a legit Gorilla Pod, which is like the number one. These are like little tripods that you can wrap around like a tree or a fence, or anytime that you need a quick little tripod, they're these bendy tripods. And the Gorilla Pod is amazing, but I recently got her over a year ago, I got her this Lamb Cow flexible one, which is, I think, even better than the Gorilla Pod because it bends in any way. It's basically just like a big bendy, three bendy sticks. And it comes with all these attachments for your phone and for your tripod. Mm. You can wrap it around. We have like a ring light. I'll personally put my phone in this tripod and then wrap the tripod in the middle of the ring light. And it looks amazing when it happens. So,
ooh, that's pretty cool. We should specify that this is, if you're just listening and not looking at the things, it's not lamb cow, like a little lamb and a cow that gives you milk. It's all one word, LAMMCOU, lamb cow.
Yeah, big fan of this thing. And it was much cheaper than the Gorilla Pod as well.
Cool. If you want to get into some expensive gifts, like you're talking big money gifts, and you know this person is really wanting a new camera, obviously this is something you'll probably want to consult with them, but at least you something maybe you could have a conversation with about if you know that they're interested in cameras. My camera, which is a Sony Alpha, mine's a Sony A7 III, is just an absolutely fantastic camera. In terms of quality, these Sony mirrorless cameras are absolutely blowing away everything else that's out right now for the price. So if you want to get a nice camera, possibly used for all sorts of things, video, whatever, 4K video, the Sony A7 III is a beautiful camera. It's running $1,798, so it's pretty expensive for the body itself.
Santa is coming this year.
So this is a high-end gift, but this is a very nice camera. So something to maybe have that conversation about if your person is interested in a nice camera.
We're going to move on to experiential gifts here. So some of the best gifts I ever got were just like a knife skills class or a cooking class or a massage. And because these are things that I will normally not take time out of my day to go do or spend my own money to go do. But when somebody gives you a gift card for a float or a massage or knife skills or cooking class and you go and do it, you kind of look back and go, huh, that was actually really fun. And I took a knife skills class maybe 4 years ago. And I still have the knife. I know how to sharpen it really well because of that. And like I think I have like pretty good knife skills from just that one day class. I think that was pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, I personally get a massage every couple of weeks because of my it turns out when you spend, you know, a good 15 years spinning on your head, your body doesn't like it when you're 30 something. So I have to get a massage every couple of weeks here. So this is the kind of thing, especially as developers, I know how many people have bad posture habits. I've seen it. You're hunching over. I've been there. You're slouching at the end of the day. It's 2:00 and you're just passing out. Your posture's gone to absolute hell. So massage is going to go a long ways. We did this floating experience, which like, honestly, you mentioned already, but it was really nice for the overly stressed out person in your life. The floating experience, salt water floats or whatever they're called, deprivation floats, was just absolutely like a great relaxing thing for me.
Yeah, I went back and did my second float the other day. I remember we talked about like, not sure if I'm going to go back. And it was right after I launched my course and I was feeling like, need something right now. And I went and had a float and I felt amazing after. So highly recommend going for a float class or getting someone a gift card for that.
Yeah, totally. I'm just going to knock out my couple of ones here and then I'll let you just rattle off the rest because you got a lot here under food.
Yeah.
My two food ones are a cold brew coffee maker, which is essentially just a giant, and I'm talking giant mason jar and filter. You just ground up your coffee, you put it in this thing and then you fill it up with water and then you leave it in the fridge for a couple of days. Boom, cold brew coffee. I have two of these. I always have a pot of CB going. Cold brewskis all around the house in the Tulinski household because we got a couple of these. And another one is going to be these Prep Naturals glass meal prep containers. This is funny. Somebody on our Twitter actually suggested this, but we have a ton of these. We maybe have like 15 of them, maybe 15, 20 of them. And these things are great. They're hefty glass. It's all safe plastics. And you don't have to feel bad about, you know, using this plastic Tupperware that are just creating waste on the planet. And granted, this is glass, so you could recycle it a little bit better. So I absolutely love these things. They've held up really well. We've had them for about half a year right now. We do all of our meal prep inside of these containers. So big, big fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking up these right now. These are, we have very similar ones. They're called Glass Lock. And about 2 years ago, I like standardized our entire house on Glass Lock.
We just did that. Yeah.
You just got to like, just go with one and like find one. Like we've had all of the different kinds out there and they are all garbage. And finally found these Glass Lock ones. It looks very similar. Nice, good quality. The lid is plastic for these good locking hinges on each side.
Yeah.
It just looks great in your
hefty glass.
It looks great in your fridge as well.
That's really what's the most important part. When you have company over, they better open that fridge and be like, ooh,
wow,
look at that glassware.
You have lots of leftovers. If somebody opens my fridge, they'll say, wow, you have a lot of hot sauce. I'm a hot sauce connoisseur, I would say.
They would say I have a lot of soy sauce in my fridge.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have any soy sauce in my fridge. a really nice hot sauce is such a good gift and it's usually under $10. So it's like a little stocking stuffer or something like that. The two I'm going to pick right now are Blue Top Creamy Buffalo. Any of the Blue Top Creamy ones are amazing. They have one that's like an Indian, spicy Indian one. The Creamy Buffalo is really good. And then a new one that I recently found at my local store. It's from Canada, Thunder Bay. It's called Heartbeat Hot Sauce. The pineapple.
I know Thunder Bay.
Do you?
Only because of hockey players that are born there. But yes.
Yeah, that's all that comes out of there, plus their hot sauce. This one is the Pineapple Habanero, which I bought it. And then I posted it on Instagram and everybody's like, oh, that's on Hot Ones this year or this season.
I love a good habanero, man.
And I looked it up and it's good. So order those up for the person that loves a hot sauce. Next one is Maldon salt. This is just like really high quality flaky salt. There's a finishing salt that you sprinkle on literally anything. And it just tastes great. So what I'm doing this year for my family members is I bought these like really nice, they're called Weck jars. So if you appreciate like a ball mason jar, these Weck jars are on like the next level of glass jars. So I bought a bunch of these Weck jars that look like tulips and I filled them with Maldon salt. And for $10 out the door, you have like a really nice stocking stuffer for people in your family.
Ooh.
Yeah, good one. I bought a bucket of Maldon salt, which is probably more than I'll ever need.
I'm a salt fan, so, I understand.
Next one I have here is thick sheet pans and pre-cut parchment. So sheet pans are like the cookie. I don't know. Some people call them cookie sheets or baking pans, things like that. They're called sheet pans. Baking sheets. the half sheet is this the normal size that you have. I have ones called Viking. They are super good quality. You get the really thick ones so they don't warp and bend in the oven. And then get their standard size. So if you go and buy pre-cut parchment paper, those two things make cooking so enjoyable because you just you whip out your sheet pan, you grab a couple pieces of pre-cut parchment paper, you're making amazing Brussels sprouts in just a couple of minutes.
You got some sprouts going. Love it.
Yeah. Top five kitchen gadgets, I think, ever for me is good pans and pre-cut parchment paper. Cutting parchment paper to fit is for the birds.
It is not something that I spend more than 5 seconds thinking about in my life, but I understand. It
kills me. Yeah. Those are the kinds of things that people that are not into cooking don't really think about that. But man, I spend a lot of time thinking about these things.
Mm.
Next one is a good instant read thermometer. A huge part of being a good cook is just knowing what's the temp of your food so you don't undercook or overcook it. And Isaac picked this a while ago. It's called the Mr. Sheffer. It's one of the best no-name thermometers I've ever had. I've had the expensive $100 ones, and they're called a Thermopop. Those are amazing. But they're also $100. And I think I got this one called the Mr. Sheffer, and it's $20 and it's just as good. It's nice and fast. It reads it quick, which is also what I said, nice and fast. And it's got a backlight, things like that, nice and big. So I like that one a lot. Next, we have Umai Dry steak aging and charcuterie bags. So these are one-way breathable bags that you put meat into, and you put it in your fridge and they will dry age or cure charcuterie, which is pretty cool. So if you normally want to dry age a steak, you need a whole bunch of equipment and whatnot. And these bags sort of do a controlled, it's a bit of a cheat code. And a lot of people who do proper dry aging of steak turn their nose at them. But from what I've seen, they're pretty cool. And last couple, just some eco-friendly ones. I recently switched to using mesh produce bags, and they're awesome. You don't have to take the little plastic bag off the thing at the grocery store. You just bring all these mesh bags. They are see-through. Nice. So if there's apples or something in there, a cashier can still read the code off the apples. And it's good for the environment because you're not throwing all these gross bags into the garbage every week. Alongside that, beeswax wraps for wrapping your food in. So instead of using a plastic cling wrap to put over a bowl or to wrap a piece of cheese in, just take a piece of it's basically cotton that's been submerged in beeswax, so you can make them yourself as well. Just wrap your food in them. Yeah, I've been on a bit of a anti-plastic kick the last year in our kitchen.
Totally. Yeah, and, likewise.
I've been sort of honing in on it, and these mesh produce bags have been a bit of a game changer. The hardest part is trying to remember them when you go to the store, though.
I've never even heard of that. That's the hardest part about bags in general for me. Yeah, I know. I get to Whole Foods and I'll be like, shoot.
Yeah.
The bags. We live two blocks from a Whole Foods. So yeah. I always walk there to go get stuff and then bring it back. And then I'm too much of too prideful to just be like, no, it's okay, I'll take the paper bag. I'll just be like, no, I'll carry it all. So then I'm walking several blocks, yeah, trying not to drop anything with my arms full of food.
Well, the earth appreciates your...
Yeah.
Appreciates that.
Was it are you sure you don't want a bag? Yeah, I'm sure. I got it.
Last thing I have here is just Yeti drinkware. So stainless steel cups that keep your tea or coffee hot forever. I've tried a lot of them, and a lot of them after a year start to peel, or if you put them in the dishwasher and they start to discolor. And the only ones that have held up are the Yeti ones, which are way too expensive for what they are, but they do hold up. And I've got the low ball with the, it's like a mug with a handle on it. And I've been loving this thing, and my wife got one as well. We like them much better than the really tall ones. Because they don't tip over on your laptop screen or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. They just don't fit in your car cup holder. So they're not to go cups. They're just like a mug for busy parents who forget their coffee.
Can't forget that coffee, man. Next up, I have a few wellness items. These are mostly gym related. One of them is a Theragun. This is a percussion massager. It's basically this, you can imagine, what's that tool, a jig, where it goes juk, 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 and saws, a jigsaw. Is that a jigsaw?
Like a sawzall?
Yeah, like a saw. Like yeah. Something to, yeah. So it's basically like
oscillating,
that.
Oscillating. Yeah.
Yeah. An oscillating. So yeah. So it's basically just like that with a giant rubber ball on the end and it hits you really hard. So you point it at your muscle and it goes bow, 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 bow. Like really, really fast.
You have one of these?
I just ordered one. I'm very excited. I've used them before and they're really cool. So I'm really excited to get mine. I'll let you know how it is when it comes here. But I've heard really good things from both massage therapists, physical therapists. I'm going to use the life out of this thing on my neck, my back, my shoulders, all that good stuff. Another one is a foam roller. If you don't have a foam roller by now, yeah, you got to get one. They're the so cheap. Just lay on it for a minute. If you've got back pains, this thing is just so essential for getting the muscles in your body to chill out. Save some money by not having to go get a professional massage. The last one is power blocks. These are really awesome. They're adjustable dumbbells. I've talked about these a long time ago on Syntax, but we have these specific ones. They're power blocks. You can adjust them anywhere from 5 pounds up to 70 pounds at 5 pound or even 2.5 pound increments. And I use these every day. They're perfect for the person in an apartment who maybe wants to just start moving around a little bit more. Like you start at 5 pounds, you can start with whatever you want. You can use them for every single exercise. Before we had our home gym, we literally did every exercise with these things. So I'm a huge fan of these power blocks. And then Wes added the Japanese nail clippers because people really liked those last time.
These I gave you such a hard time for them. And like everybody... Like if we're looking at like clicks and stuff like that for it, everybody was all over these Japanese nail clippers.
Yeah.
So sorry, explain awesome. What they are.
They're from Seiko, if I'm pronouncing that, or Seki. Seki? Yeah, Seki. I don't know why I type Seiko. Seki Edge. These are stainless steel nail clippers and they are darn heavy duty. Like this is the heaviest duty nail clipper. It could probably little chomp your finger off if you let it. These things cut through absolutely anything that Japanese steel. You got some samurai steel apparently in these, but I absolutely love these nail clippers. They are just darn heavy. I mean, they are just absolutely beastly. I got a couple of them and can't recommend it enough. It's something you use all the time, nail clippers. So you might as well get some really good ones because you don't know just how good nail clippers are until you get some of these beasts that could cut off your finger or something. And they're not too costly. I mean, $13 for the big one or something, but they're not too bad.
Man, I'm just looking at these deep tissue massage guns. I always try to get my kids to walk on the backs of my legs.
Yes, yes.
And if I could just give them this, that would be great.
Say, hey, could you just hit me with this thing? You just yeah. Hold it. Yeah, I'm really excited to see what this is like. I did not get the 24K gold edition that costs $1,000, which is ridiculous. I don't know why you need a gold plated Theragun, but you know, you do you Theragun. Yeah.
I guess they know their target market well.
Yeah, right. Oh, I got to get that gold one. I got to get the rose gold one. Yeah, that's what I got to do next.
Cool. Well, let's move into some sick picks.
I don't have any sick picks, is it? This is the whole show, sick pick.
The entire episode was a sick pick. Shameless plugs. I can finally shamelessly plug my beginner JavaScript course at beginnerjavascript.com. Slam dunk your JavaScript fundamentals. It's a fun exercise, heavy approach to learning modern JavaScript. It's been selling like hotcakes. I've been super happy about it. The feedback has been amazing. People have been saying things like, man, I never understood closures or like functions. Like, I don't know how you pass arguments into functions and things like that. That was always like a little bit like fuzzy for me. And now I've had that aha moment, which is really cool. So happy to get it out. Beginnerjavascript.com.
Can I just take a little bit here to say, you know what? I really admire about all of your courses is how fun you make that stuff. Like when I look at your examples, I'm like, man, these look so fun.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. I really admired that about your courses. They're really super, really super fun. I'm going to sick pick or not sick pick. I'm going to shamelessly plug Level Up Pro. Level Up Pro is the tutorial service where you get access to every single tutorial series on leveluptutorials.com. There are so many from testing React, animating React. There's a bunch of basic Vue stuff, basic Svelte stuff, a full stack React and Next. My latest course was React in TypeScript for everyone. Those of you who are interested in learning how to write TypeScript within React or even level 1 TypeScript if you're looking to just even simply understand what the heck TypeScript is. So check it out at leveluptutorials.com/pro. Sign up for the year and save 25%.
All right. That is it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you picked up a thing or two for someone in your life or maybe just yourself.
Totally. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
And we will catch you on Monday.
Peace.
Peace.
Head on over to syntax.fm for a full archive of all of our shows. And don't forget to subscribe in your podcast player or drop a review if you like this show.